Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! Lili Nishmasi Mimi Rossi Rusbas Mordechai. Today's shiur is sponsored for a Mazel Tov to Akiva Solkowitz. I'm finishing his first Masechta ever. They sent me a video of that Siyum. During the Siyum, David Zlatnik gave out almost 30 Gemaras to different people at the Siyum. He invited all his friends. He's a Hatzalah guy from Flatbush. It reminded me, in New York, I don't know if they do it any other place, I heard about it in New York, instead of the cops going after criminals, they have the criminals come to the cops. What do? They send letters to these criminals that have warrants. They say, free flat screen TV, come to the school, pick it up. And they come to the school and give us, what? Yeah, that's what David Zlatan does. Instead of going out there and getting guys, he brings them all into one room and he chops them, gives them gemaras, unbelievable. Mazel Tov to Shalom Rand, Shmuley Hecht, Daniel Dex, and Michal Hoffman. I'm finishing Sukkah. Welcome Yitzi Jablin, Osher Silverberg, Mendy Schreiber, Baruch Sirota, Eddie Balin, Shmuley David, the best shir in the world. May we all be zeich to finish Shas together. Today's shir is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Larissa Chaya Bas Baruch, by Shlomi Rosenberg, for the yahrzeit of his brother, Lili Nishmas, Reb Moshe Yitzchok Ben Reb Doiv. And of course, anonymously by Kalman of the Five Towns, Lili Nishmas Chaya Bas Yisrael on her 10th yahrzeit. Yishkoyach Kalman, he also made a big siyum, I think it was yesterday, yeah, on another Masechta. Not, he's learning Baruch Hashem and being Messiah Masechta, so Mazel Tov. Tremendous Mazel Tov to all the Messiahim. We had a beautiful Siyum yesterday here in Ramat Bet Shemesh, where a brand new song was introduced, the MDY family song, written by Nachman Seltzer, sung by Nachman Seltzer here. How many people do we have yesterday?
300.
Over 100 people. Here's a picture of Toronto. Over 50 people in Toronto. No, this is London. London, sorry. Here you go with the MDY logo, the 8-minute daf logo. London, sorry. 50 people in London. We have here, this is Toronto. It says Mefurish, Toronto. You could see. Toronto Chevra. So Baruch Hashem, the Siyumim are growing. Here's Manchester, our very, very first Chabura. There you go. Some of them look very happy to be there in the picture. What? It's Manchester, what do you expect? Somebody said a joke, so they got real serious. Okay. They would throw me out of this Siyum personally, I think, because most of these guys are wearing a black hat. I wore a black hat for some of it yesterday, but during the food, the whole thing. Serious guys, Baruch Hashem. I want to thank personally the main sponsor of the Gemaras. Over 550 Gemaras were given out. That means that there's probably 700 to 800 people that are joining right now this morning for the very first time, because not everybody that joins gets a Gemara or wants a Gemara. Some people already have a Shas. So Merit Nakash was the main sponsor. We also had Yechiel Pfeiffer, who gave $2,500 towards it. Two other people anonymously, without saying their names, not like Kalman from the Five Towns Anonymous. Two people that gave $2,500 and one person that gave $5,000. So Yishkoyach to all the, and $1,800. Thank you. Nachman's person gave $1,800. So yeah, Yishkoyach to all these people. It's a tremendous thing to bring Torah like that, to get other people to learn. You yourself could still bring people to the daf. Just tell them, join MDY.com. It's not too late. Rabbi Isai, it's amazing. We're going into the winter zman. It's a long zman from here till Pesach. We have 6 months, and guess what? Every single month for the next 6 months, we are going to be making a Siyum Be'ezer Hashem every single month. So it's exciting stuff. If you miss one, you don't like a certain Masechta, you start another one. There's stuff going on every single month. Rosh Hashanah, Today we're starting Beitza, Rosh Hashanah, Tainis, Megillah, Moed Katan, Chagiga. So, as we do every single beginning of Masechta, gotta mix it up a little bit. So I'll try to, for the people in the room, not to be that boring. I want to talk about why it's important to do the daf and what are the distractors. And I'm going to ask you, Yaakov, we're going to start with Yaakov. What are the reasons that the Yetzer Hara says you shouldn't do a daf? He has no clue. So let me help you out over here. Today, there are no emails. It's the day off for Yaakov. No emails. It's the one day that instead of emails, we're going to do this. The Yetzer Hara says, and the trick here is, Yaakov, you have to tell me which ones were not on the list last time. Okay? It's all mixed up here. The Yetzer Hara says, I don't retain anything. Do a daf and another daf. That's the Yetzer Hara. And I'll tell you how I know it's the Yetzer Hara. It's too fast. Now, many, many of us went to yeshivas. And we were trained, and trained well. And we learned 4 or 5 daf a whole zman. And they taught us lumdus. And lumdus is great, and it's important. And it might be the right way to learn. But the Yetzer Hara says you can't. You're not in yeshiva now. And you're in the workforce. What kind of business is this? Not to learn slow? You can't learn fast. It's not the right way. Lumdus is the right way. And then finally we have one of the biggest pitfalls of the Yetzer Hara. His job is to get you off this Daf Yomi wagon. Because today you have the inspiration and you want to start. And his biggest trick is to say, you have to catch up. Meaning, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah soon. And you might find yourself a daf or two behind. And every single time he comes up with that trick and he says, don't do what everybody else is doing. Try to catch up. And that is the biggest trick of the Yetzer Hara. And that's where you fall. And I said just 3 days ago, I met a guy, Abe Newman, is part of the shir from Brachas. And he told me and Gary that he's been doing the daf for 6 years in the 90s with the Torah tapes. And the Yetzer Hara tried to get him every single day, couldn't get him. And finally he got him. When? When he went on a vacation after 6 years. And he forgot his Torah tapes at home. So when he came back home, he tried to catch up. And when he tried to catch up, he failed to finish shots after 6 years. He got him after 6 years. So if you're smart enough, you know that that's just the eights of the Yetzer Hara. It's about perfectionism, and perfectionism is not a good thing when it comes to daf yomi. It ruins the daf. So just do the daf that you're doing, that Klal Yisrael is doing today. In fact, yesterday, one of my biggest adversaries to this idea is Issy, a guy from Yerushalayim, and he keeps on telling me, I'm going to catch up. And it's the last 5 months he's trying to catch up, and he hasn't caught up. And every time I see him, no, but I'm catching up, I'm telling you, I do the daf. And I chapped last night when I was talking to him, another Yisrael. Why is it so important to do the daf with everybody? Because it gives you that extra push. He said it's very difficult for him to do the daf on Friday. But when you're trying to catch up, you don't have that push. Listen, it's Friday today. It's very, very difficult for me to do the daf. So I'll just catch up another daf. But when you're doing it with Klal Yisrael, you can't have that excuse. That gives you that extra push. When you can't do it, it's hard for you to do it. And that's why it's kedai to do it with everybody else. So what are the milos of daf yomi? A lot of us have a hang-up. I'm telling you, we learned in yeshivas, and we look down at daf yomi, myself included. Daf yomi is for amaratzim, for balabatim. It's terrible. But at the end of the day, daf yomi includes all of the Torah, Kabbalah, Medrash, Agada, Halacha, everything. The Seudas HaTorah, they're all in Shas. This is a Taisis, this is Rishonim talking. Whereas if you learn Shulchan Aruch, it just includes Halacha. It doesn't include the Seudas and the Agada and all that stuff. Shas includes everything. And when if you come out of Daf Yomi every day with one new concept, one new Halacha, then you're ready game. You're ready game. Mazel Tov Yoi Steinhardt, 11 years old, his first Masechta. Unbelievable. We see pictures all the time, people sending pictures of people on their flights, learning Torah, things that they've never thought about in their lives, standing in line in Disney World, learning Torah. Maybe 4 or 5 pictures in the last 2-3 months of people learning while their wives are delivering a baby in the hospital. They bring the Gemara with them. In crazy situations, they are learning Torah. And there's nothing like starting the day with a daf. A day with a daf, starting out your day with Torah, it changes your life. It pasha changes your life. And this is a new one, Yaakov. I'm talking about it, but I put on the thing here because I finally found it. Chavetz Chaim brings it down. That only Torah that you learn in this world do you get to learn in Olam HaEmes. So imagine you go to yeshiva your whole life. It's going to be pretty boring over there. You only learn the first 5 daf of every mesech. That's it. And you go back again. Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, Daf Dal, Daf Hey, Daf Beis, Daf Gimel. If you learn all of Shas, and even if you don't understand it 100%, but at least you touched it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Reb Akiva and the Gra and the Baal Shem Tov, whoever it is, they're going to be learning with you those parts of the Torah that you touched. So it's kedai to learn it all. And don't push it off to tomorrow. And here are some of our catchphrases, and I'll explain them. This is the most important one, and my favorite one. It's not about the daf, it's about the yoimi. We don't just learn daf yoimi to learn and to accomplish. We learn daf yoimi because this is the greatest way to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The greatest way to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam is through Torah. So how could a day go by that you don't learn Torah? And how many of us, including the Talmud Chacham from Farakway that I had a big argument with him, and I watched him not learn a word during Ben Hazmanim for a few days straight. Not one word. He didn't open up a sefer once. Big lamdan, but not once. How could you go a day without connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam on the highest level? And through that yoimi, you connect every single day, whether it's Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. What's the other one, Jonathan? Ben Hazmanim. The night of your son's wedding, thank you. And the day of your son's bris. Every single day, you're learning Torah. Thanks, Jonathan. Oh, that was a tough one. That was a tough one, yeah. By the way, I thought about it. That was the one day in the last 3 years that I was late to shir, 10 minutes late. My grandson was born, and I made a big mistake. My daughter, I didn't tell anybody that. I'll tell you now. My daughter, when I left the hospital, was unconscious. But I had an achrayis, and I had to give the daf. It was not such a nice thing. I held the baby for a second. I'm talking about when my grandson was born, my first grandson, my only grandson. Held the baby for a second. She was unconscious. I said, the doctors will do the job. I got to go teach Torah. Took a taxi. I was 10 minutes late. But every day, you got to, I'm not saying you should be meshuggah. I'm not. We got to learn the daf every day. Shas is like a Ferris wheel. A lot of people are, today is eight mesechtas into Shas. So you could get depressed. Well, I missed the bandwagon. Everybody's going to be in MetLife Stadium, and what am I going to do? I can't say I finished Shas. No. Shas begins by mesechtas beitza for you. You're on a Ferris wheel. You just get off at the end of Sukkah, and that's where your siyum is. It's a lot more. I was at your siyum. It was different than everybody else's siyum. It's intimate. It's your own siyum. You're not doing it with Klal Yisrael. You're doing it by yourself with your mishpacha. You'll invite your 50 friends and everything will be great. Every day is a Ferris wheel. You can get on Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, and it's still the same Shas. Dafing, steiging, growing every day. I don't have to explain that one. And we say all the time, it's geschmack to do the daf. We have a niggin. It's geschmack to do the daf. Okay, we're not going to sing it now. And this is a keep up now, catch up later. That's the same yesod, but it's a great phrase. Keep up now, catch up later. Don't try to make up the daf. All right. It's Rabbi Yisai. Does it make it better? We have to do the daf. What? Oh, John, get over here, Jonathan. For him, I took it out. The daf makes you a better husband, a better person, a better businessman, a better human being, a better Oved Hashem. All in all, everybody will see the difference in you. Thank you, Jonathan. I want to make it a little shorter. You can find us on all these mediums. Rabbi Yisai, all daf is huge. I just found out last night how many people actually watch on Oldaf. A lot of people watch on Oldaf. A lot of people watch on YouTube. A lot of people watch on YouTube or anytime. Whatever your medium is. So there's, I want to address a little bit the elephant in the room. Is it Mesechtes Beitza or is it Mesechtes Beya? I went to Chassidus Chadarim. You can get thrown out of the school if you say Beitza. But here in Eretz Yisrael, everybody says Beitza. Where does this come from? The Magen Avraham brings the Yamshel Shlomo who says you should say Beya because it's a Lashon Naki. So the Shishanim LeDavid says, I don't understand. What? It's cleaner to say it in Aramaic? And he goes on to ask all these questions. He's seeing the Gemara uses all the time the Lashon, basis of Oigrim, basis of this, Kibetza. So what's the Pshat? Fact in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that people, they made a mistake between the Mei Beitzim to Mei Bitzaim. Now if you call it Mei Beim, how could you confuse it with Mei Bitzaim? Bitzaim is one word, Beim is another word. And the Shishanim LeDavid asked the Vilna Gaon's son, how did your father say it? So my father said Beitza. And that's probably why in Eretz Yisrael everybody says Beitza. But a Koyl Yungaman in our Koyl, Aaron Kaplan told me, says, take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Everybody look at it right now. It says on the side over here, this is his raya. Aschil Mesechtes Beitza Be'ezras Gadol Ha'Eitza. It's a rhyme. It only rhymes if you say Beitza. It cannot rhyme. Achol Mesechtes Beya Be'ezras Gadol Ha'Eitza. Doesn't rhyme. So Rabbi Isai, let's start. Achol Mesechtes Beitza Be'ezras Gadol Ha'Eitza with this help and the Siyat Shmai of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtev. You have an egg that was laid on Yomtev. Misham Yoyrim Tiyachol. Machlokes b'shamay b'sil, b'shamay are makel, very rare that the makel like this. The makel, they say you could eat the egg that was laid on yontif. U'b'sil aloyimrim loy te'achal. You can't eat it today. Today you can't eat it. So I got to tell you a story because we just started off the Masechta and we were not late at all. Rabbi Kofsky is brought down in Simcha B'chinuch. I think that's the name. Rabbi Yitzchok Zibelstein's Sefer on Chinuch. No relation to the daf or anything. Very, very cool story. It says that Rabbi Yudkovsky, he happened to be in Tel Aviv and was looking for a minyan. So he walks into some shul, Tel Aviv Yidden over there. And he hears the Gabbai saying, today there's no speech between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Rav is not here. So Rabbi Yudkovsky was a big Talmud Chacham. He gets up, he says, I could say it. What are we learning? So to his luck, it was Tahiris, one of the hardest prakim in Mishnayis. It's like, they give it to him, here, go. So Baruch Hashem, he knew it, and he starts reading the Mishnah, and there's one guy in there that starts bombing it with kashas, back and forth, back and forth. So after the shir, he's very curious, who's this guy in Tel Aviv that knows how to learn like this? So he tells him, I grew up in Golders Green, in London, the London guys, the 50 guys that they had last night at the Seal. And I wanted to steig, I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and learn in yeshiva. I didn't want to go to the high school in Golders Green. So my friends told me, prepare the first five daf of Masechtes Beitza and go to the yeshiva over there. Where? Go to Kfar Chassidim by Rebbe Eliyahu Lupian. Okay? So he prepares, he knows it inside out, backside forwards. And he goes to Kfar Chassidim, he knocks on the door, and Rebbe Eliyahu Lupian gives him a fare. And Rebbe Eliyahu Lupian looks at him and says, okay, let me ask you a kasha. And he says that he just got so fear struck. It's Reb Eliyahu Lupian, the famous Reb Eliyahu Lupian. He wrote, well, Reb Shlomo Shavadron wrote, Lev Eliyahu, yeah? The famous picture of Reb Eliyahu. And he did this twice a day, they say. Twice a day, and he said he has a curse type to the cats. I have no idea what that means. But twice a day. This is not Stam, a one-time thing. Rav Silver on Nachshon took that picture. Tell him to come to the daf. He doesn't need it. Okay. I don't know who he is. I'm sorry. Everybody needs it. What do you mean he doesn't need Shmuel? And where were you last night? Don't think I didn't notice you weren't there last night. So, Rabbi Yochanan asked him a question. And through the fear, we all know what it is. He just blinked out. So Rabbi Leo Lipkan says, let me ask you a very simple question. We'll make it easy for you. Came from all the way from England. What do you do with an egg that was laid on Shabbos? On Yontif? Blank, nothing. He's thinking to himself, oh, it's Rabbi Leo Lipkan. And finally, he mutters out the words. He goes, you make a scrambled egg. And that was it. So you think that Rabbi Leo Lipkan would tell him, okay, go home, go back to England. What are you doing here? Make a scrambled egg on Yontif, on Shabbos. So Rabbi Leo Lipkan told him, you know, I see that you have Seichel HaYosher, Yimamasha, Givaldika Bal Kishrin. You're going to do really well in this yeshiva. You got a little mixed up here, but you used your own Seichel. Come to the yeshiva. And he said that because of those words of encouragement, he continued learning, and by the time he got out of Kfar Hasidim, he knew Noshim Nezikim by heart with Rashi and Taisvis, and he learned Mishnayis, but as a kitzer, he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he had 13 children that he says, go to that one line of Rabbi Leo Lipkan that gave him Chizuk, 13 children that are B'nai Torah and beautiful things. All right. So, but the halacha is that you don't make a scrambled egg with it. What do you do? Ramach Leikis, they still say, don't eat it today. Yishami say, you could eat it. Now, once we're already telling you about a machlokes between Bishamai and Basil, where Bishamai, uncharacteristically, are makel in Yontif. So the Mishnah is going to tell us another two cases about a very similar thing. Bishamai yomrim, sa'ar b'kezayis, v'chometz b'kekoseves. I brought you the sa'ar. Sa'ar is the starter. Here it is. Today, people are very into the sourdough. This is sa'ar. This is a starter. This is dangerous stuff when it comes to chametz. This creates other chametz. This makes chametz. So therefore, the shear of this is different than regular chametz, than a piece of bread. This is different. What's the shear? So, sa'ar b'kezayis v'chametz b'kekoseves. Here you have it. Since sa'ar, the starter, the agent of starting the whole process of leavening is smaller, it's b'kezayis, and the other one is b'kekoseves, a date. They're more machmer. You're over on Bal Yirah. Here you have in the pasuk. Sa'ar. What's sa'ar? This guy. This is sa'ar. A whole pasuk about it. Sa'ar le'yimatzu b'batecha. It's the halacha of le'yirah and le'yimatzu. Le'yirah l'cha chametz. Okay. But Beis Hillel are more machmer. And they say you're oiver even on the lesser share. If you have less of it, you're already oiver. That means they're more machmer. No connection to our Masechta really, but ha'shoychet chayav ha'oif b'yamtav. This is halacha. Oh, yeah, I forgot to print the pictures out of the pressure of the thing. We have an in-house shoychet, Rabbi Avraham Weisfish from Manchester, sent me beautiful pictures. Okay, we'll try to use them tomorrow. If the halacha is that if you shecht a chaya, not a behema, not a cow, goat, sheep, a chaya, like a deer, v'oif, and a bird, you mechuyiv to, midoy raisa, there's a chiyuv, to go and sprinkle the and cover the blood. You cover it ba'afar. A lot of people do kaparis now, so you could be yotze the mitzvah of kisui adam also. That's the deraisa. We're gonna have to go into it in the Gemara. We're talking about digging and different isurim that you could do by digging on Yontif. So if there's a shovel in the ground, as we'll see in the Gemara, you're allowed to cover it. You're not allowed to shecht unless you already have it prepared and you don't have to be over anything. However, if you're over and you did do shechita, then you go ahead and do whatever the Gemara is going to explain to us, digging with a shovel in order to cover the blood. She'efer kira muchnu. This also we have to see the Gemara, that it's another line in the Mishnah, that also, it's not a continuation, but it's a line by itself, that the efer, the ashes underneath the pot, are considered available. We'll have to see what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara b'maya skinon, what are we talking about? If we are talking about a chicken, there's two types of chicken. Chickens that are grown to eat or to lay eggs. So what is the reason of Beis Hillel? Why do Beis Hillel say that this egg is muktzah? It's food that's separated. So it's separated from another food. If you have an apple and you cut it in half, you can't say one half is mutter, one half is aser. The chicken is there for food, so you're allowed to eat the chicken, so why can't you eat the egg that's inside the chicken? Hello. So, I never, when it comes, now we're going to talk a lot about muktzah. We're going to be professionals in muktzah in this mesechta. Muktzah, the idea of muktzah means a maktzadas. I set it aside. I don't want to, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to be using this item for whatever reason. Either it's not worth anything, or it's not available, or it's worth too much. Different things that we're going to see. But he never was maktzes das. He never said, I'm not going to be using this egg. It's all part of the chicken. He doesn't think about the heart and the liver and the egg. It's just one of the chicken. It's one part of the chicken. So we're talking about a chicken that's there just to lay eggs. If that's the case, so why do Bishami say that it's not muktzah? It's muktzah. It wasn't here before Shabbos. So it should be muktzah now. Muktzah. The whole chicken is muktzah. Why? Because I don't want this chicken to eat. I don't need it to eat. So the chicken is muktzah. So everything is muktzah. Says Gemara, my kushya. Your whole kasha is based on the fact that you understand the Bishamai say it's muktzah. Dilma Bishamai leslu muktzah. Now, when we were learning Misakta Shabbos, we had a famous machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Is there muktzah or not muktzah? Now, we have to understand, even Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of muktzah, but it's not accurate. Of course he holds of the concept of muktzah, just not in every single situation. So, perhaps Beis Shammai hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no muktzah, there's no iser muktzah here. Chasol Daitan, and the Gemara's Havamina was, afilu man deshari b'muktzah. Even the person, whoever it is, holds that there is no muktzah, b'noilad asr. Noilad, what's noilad? It was created today. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, there's no muktzah, why is there no muktzah? Because if you have an item, he's thinking to himself, he's mitzap b'kol hayom, he's like, when could I get to use this? You have a candle that's lit, he's thinking to himself, Shalom Aleichem, when am I going to use the oil when it's done? When am I going to use the leftovers? So he's never maktzadas, he never removes it from his mind. That's good by an item that's here in front of us. But an egg wasn't created yet. It wasn't here for you to even think about that thought. So now it's a brand new item that didn't exist when Shabbos came in. So it's muktzah. L'chayr, even Reb Shimon will hold of the problem of noilad. Now, so there's another idea that we have to talk about, and that's migudis katzai bebein hashmashas. Something that you, for one moment, as Shabbos comes in, you said to yourself, I'm not going to use it this Shabbos. So that machshava, that lasts for the entire Shabbos. So over here, you don't have that migudis katzai, or not migudis, because it never existed. So the chayre, it should be a problem. It should be mukta. Says the Gemara, my time I had to be shama. Omer Rav Nachman. Lo'oilam tarin goyis ha'mez legala beitzim. We're talking about a chicken that's there for eggs. Ude isle mukta, isle noilad. If you hold of mukta, you hold that it's a problem of noilad. Ude lesle mukta, lesle noilad. So, before you ask me that according to Bishamai, how could you eat this egg? How could you be makel? Even if you don't hold of muktzah, you don't hold of muktzah, but there's a problem in noilad. It's worse than muktzah. So even Bishamai should agree that this egg is awesome. The answer is no. If I don't hold of muktzah, I don't hold of noilad. I don't hold of muktzah. So then I don't hold of noilad. Finished. There's no problem in muktzah here. So, this whole, I mean, the whole Masechta, really, if you want to sum up the Masechta, this is a Masechta of Isser Durabbanan on Yontif. That's basically over and over. I have a whole list of 28 Gzeris over here, 10 over here, and 12 over there. It's a whole Masechta of Gzeris Durabbanan. And we're running out of time here, but real quickly, because a lot of people say, Durabbanan, Gzeris. So the Rabbi Yoina, Rishon, he says, Kitoivim deidecha miyoin, chavivim divrei soifrim, yoiser miyena shel Torah. I really should hurry up here because we're running late. The gzeres of Chachamim are sweeter than the wine of Torah. And he keeps on going, we have to explain it. But basically, if you have a field, if you have very valuable, you have truffles that are worth hundreds of dollars a pound, you're going to protect your field. You're going to put a fence around it. And that's what gzeres derabbanan are. And by you protecting the mitzvahs and staying away from the mitzvahs and staying away from the averus, and he brings, the Torah says, the Torah says this problem by a rise, stay away, make a gedder, don't go close. So may the Chacham do that same thing to show the chavivas of the mitzvah, how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and we stay away from these things by creating fences. All it is a fence. Say so, but I am not going to do it. I'm not going to be over. Would you talk like that about your precious belongings in your front yard? Would you not put your fence there? Nobody's going to take it. No. So the same thing with the Rabbanans, and that's what our Masechta is about. Says the Gemara, Ud Islay Mukta, Islay Noilat, Ud Lassay Mukta, Lassay Noilat. Beisham, like Rib Shimon. Beisham, I hold like Rib Shimon, that there's no Mukta, there's no Noilat. Ud Beisilo, Kirib Yehuda, Beisilo, holding Rib Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, Umiyomar, Rav Nachman, Achid, Rav Nachman say that Beisilo holds like Rib Yehuda? That they still hold that there is mukta. Vasnan. You have on your Shabbos table, you have mukta. You have the leftovers. You finished eating your nuts and you have bones from the fish. And Rashi says we're talking about bones that are not edible even for an animal, like fish bones. Okay? Other Rishonim Mukhulik. Uklipin. And the shells of different nuts. So what do you do? According to Bishamai, you just gather it up with your hand. You can touch it, even though it's mukti. Not a problem. Get rid of it. Don't touch it. It's mukti. You can't touch it with your hand. But you could take the whole, in those days they had these small tables, you know, these little TV tables that everybody ate their own meal on. You pick it up, you flip it over, because that is a clean that you're allowed to do. Bummer, Rav Nachman. This Rav Nachman that told us our pshat, or Beis Hillel goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that there is mukta. He says no. Anu ein lanu. We have to explain this. Elo Beis Shammai Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Shammai is like Rabbi Yehuda, not Beis Hillel. What's going on here? U Beis Hillel Rabbi Shimon. You telling me that according to Rav Nachman, Beis Hillel is like Rabbi Yehuda? No, Beis Shammai is like Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Hillel is like Rabbi Shimon. Beis Hillel hold that there's no mukta. Says the Gemara Malach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman could explain it. Gabi Shabbos, the Sosam Lantana, Kirib Shimon, we have a problem in the Shai, and the Gemara is going to explain. We have an anonymous Mishnah, and we always go, we paskin like an anonymous Mishnah, and we'll see a beautiful Rashi on the base. There's an anonymous Mishnah that says, Mechatchim Esadluim, if you have detached gourds on the ground, you're allowed to cut them up. Lefnei HaBehema. What would be the concern? That's a Tirchi Yisari, you're not allowed to overwork yourself, exert yourself on Shabbos. You're allowed to. This is the one we're looking for. You have an animal that died today on Shabbos. Died on Shabbos. So you for sure didn't think you're going to be using this meat for your dog. You had a gevaldik animal. It's worth a lot of money. So for sure, you were makta your das. Nevertheless, you're allowed to cut it up. It's not mukta. So, because it's anonymous mission in Shabbos, Moikim lo, Lubeisil, Kirib Shimon. So, he says Beisil, and we always pass him like Beisil, like Rib Shimon, that Rib Shimon holds, it's not Mukta. Therefore, you're allowed to cut up this animal. Right? The halach is like Beisil, and the halach is like the Stam Mishnah, so everything jives together, it's great. Aval, Gabi Yontav, this Sosam Lantano, Kirib Yehuda. The new guys, you should just know, Amud Beis always, in the entire Shas, Amud Beis is always shorter and much easier, and therefore usually only takes 10 minutes. Gabi Yon the Vesasan Lantanak Rabbi Yehuda, the second cycle, next cycle Bezer Hashem, Omid Beis is going to be much harder and Omid Aleph is going to be shorter. That's whatever, it's a plan. No? No. Gabi Yon the Vesasan Lantanak Rabbi Yehuda. But by Yontif, the Tana says differently. But how could Rebbe make one Mishnah like Rebbe, the one Mishnah like Reb Shimon? The Gemara is going to explain. But in Yontif, there's an anonymous Mishnah that says exactly Rebbe, this not. You cannot take wood that's on a pile in a construction site that's ready to go to build a house in America and in England. That's how they build, not here in Israel. But you have a pile of wood. You cannot use that wood for firewood. What is that called, Rabbi Isai? Anybody know? Muktza Machmas? Yaakov! On a roll today. I found the Gevaldik picture for this. In January 2020, this pile of wood cost $1,000. And in June of 2021, this pile of wood cost $1,000. So who in their right mind would take some of this wood and use it as firewood? Yeah, it's just a 2x4. Yeah. But it's $100 a 2x4. So that's called chasar and kis. I set it aside for a very specific thing. For instance, if you have a knife for bris milah, certain things, I don't want people to damage it. That's mukta on Shabbos. A silver, something important, a nice painting. Mukta machas chasar, even a pile of 2x4, says the Gemara, is mukta machas chasar and kis. By the way, we just turned to that Bezim with Bezim, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Yeshuas and Shiduchim and Refuas, please join Tehillim.8Mindav.com and by Shlomo Lelazarian from Los Angeles, sponsoring in honor of my wife, who's Moiser Nefesh, so that I could say a shir. Thank you, Shlomo. So, Eimevakim Ezim Minakoyros, Veloy Minakoyro, Shinishbero Biyantif, here, and this is the one we're looking for. A beam that fell off the ceiling. You understand that they did construction in those days. A beam falls off the ceiling in the middle of Yontif. So that's Mamish Migidis Katsoi. It was there, set aside. Never in his wildest dreams did he think he's going to throw it into a pit of a fire. It's part of his house. So that's Migidis Katsoi. During Ben Hashmoshes, he had no intent to use it. And it says, you're not allowed to do so on Yontif. What does that mean? There is Mukta. All of a sudden, this Mishnah that's anonymous says there is Mukta. And all of a sudden now, Beisil goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is Mukta. Ask the Gemara Michti. Man satmi l'masnisin Rebbe. Who wrote the Mishnahs? Who wrote the Shishas in the Mishnah? Rebbe. And he made an honest Mishnah. Now we have to see this Rashi inside. Look at this Rashi. Rashi l'maskil, man satmi l'masnisin Rebbe. Who see there a Mishnah? He wrote, he authored the Mishnahs. Ukshara divri chacham, v'yashra v'enav, shnam s'tam. When he saw a beautiful piece from a chacham, he wrote it anonymously. Without, we know that you're supposed to say Dover b'shem Amroi, not Rebbe. Why? V'loy hiskir shem Amroi aleim k'day shelo yu shnui mipnei yachid. He didn't want people to think, oh, it's just Shitas Rebbe Meir. Who's the most famous anonymous Mishnah? Rebbe Meir. It's usually Rebbe Meir. But if you would say Rebbe Meir, you would think to yourself, it's only a yachid, it's only Rebbe Meir. I'm telling you, this is the halach. I'm not even going to mention his name. And that's why an anonymous Mishnah always goes, that's the halacha. Fine. And you're going to find many people that say different than Rebbe Meir, and you're going to go with them. No. I paskin like this, says Rebbe. Now, everybody's thinking this question. How is it possible that Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnayos, did in Hilchas Shabbos like that there's no Mukta? In Hilchas Yontif, there is Mukta. What's going on here? Amri, Shabbos the Chamiri, because Shabbos is so chomer, and nobody's going to come to just make away with Shabbos. Sasan l'kir b'shim in the Mekel, he went with the Mekel, and he says there's no mukta on Shabbos. Yontif the kill. But Yontif is more kal, less chomer. Why is Yontif less kal, less chomer and kal? Because you're allowed to cook on Yontif. In people's mind, it's just Yontif. Look, you're allowed to make food. And Memela, they'll come to be mezalzel Yontif. So they went out of their way and they made more gedarim when it came to this. What is it? That's why in our Mishnah, Reb Nachman said that we're talking about a chicken that's there to make eggs. That according to Beis Hillel, it's mukta like Reb Yehuda. Okay. Zog the Gemara. So what? You tell me that we're talking about a chicken that's there to lay eggs, and we're talking about a problem mukta. That's the Gemara bottom question. Why are you talking about an egg? Talk about the chicken itself. The chicken is mukta. Why are you going one step removed? So maybe the answer is, I'm telling you, even an egg, which we explain, noilat is a lot worse than mukta because it didn't even exist. Bishami, say you're allowed to eat the egg. You're allowed to make a scrambled egg. So, fakert, maybe you should tell us how makbid and machmir basil are, that even the chicken itself, they still say it's mukta and it's awesome. Forget about noilat. It's not noilat. It's just regular mukta, and they still say it's awesome. Perhaps you'll tell me, you know what? It's better to tell me the makel. Now, why is koyach de teira adif? So you have to see Rashi, beautiful Rashi, the teira adif lay. He's confident in his way of being makel and bringing out halacha. Because the guy is machmer is not a big deal. Anybody could be machmer and tell you, oh, this is aser. The trick is to be makel. So that's why it's a lot better to show the koyach of heter. If so, v'niflug b'tarvayu, tarnegoylus hemez legadol beitzim, hiu beitz also. I have a way for you to say both chidushim. Now, Tosis makes a beautiful nekuda here. The Gemara never says this. Say both, because the Mishnah is always mekatzer, very bekitzer. Why all of a sudden over here, I should say two halachas? Says Tosis, because it's only one word. Hi, u beitz also. You don't have to go through a whole halacha. You just have to stick in the word beitza, or hi. One extra word, and you get two beautiful chidushim. Tremendous chiddush. Even the egg, which is nailad, you could eat. Even the mother who's alive and it's just mukta, you can't eat it. And this, by the way, is called the sugi of Achana de Rabbah. We're talking about a different chicken. We're talking about a chicken that's there to eat. Oh, so it's there to eat. We're not talking about mukta now. We're talking about a specific case. Yantiv that falls out on a Sunday. Askinon. Umeshum achana. And the problem is the preparation. Because Sava Rabba called Beitza the Misyal Dohidna Metmol Gomer Allah. Any egg that was laid on Sunday was created the day before on Shabbos. V'Rabba the Tamei. And Rabba holds. Domer Rabba. Maidach Siv Ayyubayyam Ashishi V'Yechinus Asher Yaviyu. By the man it says that you have to prepare the man Erev Shabbos. Now, there's a beautiful Rashi here. I know we're running out of time, but it's kedai to see this Rashi. Rashi says, "Ve'chinu v'zminu k'mikan ani yoichel amachar." You should say, "Dim shum achonet v'yadayim loy meshiyoy v'yivashim v'vadyan behed yichsim." Fine, but he says, "El azmana bepek amar." And from here, you see the halacha is brought down in halacha that when you're shopping, and Rabbi Yosef, we should do it today, tomorrow, when shopping. When you're shopping, there's an inyan to say, "I'm buying this l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh," and it makes it that much better. It puts the Kedusha into it, and it makes the mitzvah that much better. It's Kedai. It's Kedai to remember. You don't lose anything. You're already buying it. You're already paying for the wine. Say, L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. Bepeh, Rashi says. V'kosov v'rabba kol beitza misalo yidnu me'etmo gomerlo. V'rabba tamid chol meichin l'shabbos v'chol meichin l'yontav. You could prepare for Shabbos. You could prepare for yontav on a weekday. V'yontav meichin l'shabbos v'in Shabbos meichin l'yontav. But you cannot prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, you cannot prepare from Shabbos to Yontif. Amalei Abayo. So it's a Doraisa. Amalei Abayo, Lameata Yontif Ba'alma Tishtari. So why are you telling me? You're telling me it's one case. You're telling me Yontif that falls out on a Sunday, you can't eat an egg. So what about a regular Yontif that falls out on a Tuesday? So you could eat the egg because it was prepared on a Monday. So if it's prepared on a Monday, you're allowed to eat it. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says, Beitza Shenoldim Yontif. Can't. Again, we're talking about a masechta full of gzeiras, the Rabbanon. It's a gzeira. Because you're going to forget. You think that you could eat an egg this year on Yontif, and you're going to forget next year, and Yontif falls out next year on a Sunday. You can't eat it. Fine. Should we just stop here? I know we're very late, and it's Slichas today. I want to point out one beautiful Tosfos here. how do you make an Erev Tavshilin on Yontif? If it's a Issa D'Oraisa to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, that's what the Gemara says. You're not allowed to prepare from Yontif. It's Issa D'Oraisa. So how does the Erev Tavshilin, which is just a Derabbanon idea, take us away from this Issa D'Oraisa? Says Tosis, because he holds the famous idea of Hoyle. You're allowed to cook extra on Yontif because you might have an extra guest. So Mela, that takes away that Issa D'Oraisa. It's just the Rabbanon to be over on the Hoyl. And the Rabbanon of Erev Tavshilin undoes the Rabbanon of don't cook extra without the Hoyl. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.